Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatan Goswami, Part 4, Explanation of the Atma Rama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 7. Continuing to explain the Atma Rama verse, Lord Chaitanya pointed out that the word Atma also indicates all varieties of the personality of Godhead. Generally, the personality of Godhead himself, Krishna, and his different expansions are all known as the personality of Godhead. And anyone who is engaged in the devotional service of any form or extension of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also called Atma Rama. All such devotees engage themselves either in the regulative principles of devotional service or in devotional service in transcendental love. These devotees are also divided into three categories. Number one, the associates. Number two, those perfected in devotional service. And number three, those newly engaged in devotional service. Newly engaged devotees can be divided into two: those who have already attained attachment for the Lord, and those who have not attained such attachment. When considered according to the two divisions of devotional service, namely regulative and attachment in transcendental love, these classes of devotees then become eight in number. By following the regulative principles of devotion, the perfect associates of the Lord are further divided into four classes. Number one, the servants; two, the friends; three, the parental superiors; and four, the fiancés. Just as some devotees are perfected by the execution of devotional service, so also some of them are eternally perfect. Of those following the regulative principles of devotional service, there are the advanced and there are the beginners. And in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, there are 16 types of devotees. Thus, the Atma Ramas can be considered to exist in 32 divisions. If the words Muni, Nirgrantha, Cha, and Api are applied to these 32 classes, then there are 58 different types of devotees. All these devotees can be described by the one word, Atma Rama. Just as there may be many different kinds of trees standing in the forest, but the one word, tree, describes them all. Thus, Lord Chaitanya gave 60 different meanings to the word Atma Rama. In addition, Lord Chaitanya said that the word Atma means the living entity, beginning from the first living creature, Lord Brahma, down to the ant. Next, Lord Chaitanya cited a verse from the sixth chapter of the Vishnu Purana, in which it is stated, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Yakya Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sangyanya Tritiya Shakti Rishyate. All the energies of the Lord are actually spiritual. Although this is the case, the energy which is known as the source of the living entity is called spiritual. But the other energy, which is full of ignorance and which is manifest in material activities, is called material nature. Even in the material creation, the living entities are innumerable. But if by chance a living entity in the material world can get the association of a pure devotee, then he or she can engage in the pure devotional service of Krishna. O my dear Sanatan, Formerly, I thought of 60 different meanings for the word Atmarama, but here, yet another meaning comes to my mind by your association. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 16, Conclusion of the Teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Part 4, Explanation of the Atmarama verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Part 7. Recorded August 15, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Nowhere to turn, nothing to lose and nothing to earn. Nothing seems to matter, nobody cares. If you died tomorrow, tears wouldn't be spared. It's just a blessing in disguise. Just to open up your eyes. Now, did you ever feel you had no friend in this world? No one to help you when your head's in a swirl? Well, let me tell you that there's many people like you who are lost and confused and don't know what to do. It's just a blessing in disguise. Just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much misery. Everyone's in a rage. But there's something good that you just can't see. It comes from God, all this misery. So when you feel there's nothing that you can do, then Lord Chaitanya comes to you to teach you the glories of the holy name. And from that day on, you never feel the same. It's just a blessing in disguise. Just to open up your eyes. This Kali Yuga, what a horrible age. So much suffering. Everyone's in a rage. But there's something good you just don't see. It comes from God, all your suffering. It's just a blessing in disguise. Just to open up your eyes.